If you have your Bible, take it and turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18. Said, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." I want to preach on the thought this tonight, and we look at some scriptures on the gospel out the back door. Amen. The gospel out the back door. As we look at this, and we see the Lord is here, and He's ministered to His people for the last time. And He offers up in the gospel, the close of the gospel. He's offered. Now let me just say this before I get started. We talked about this morning before I get ahead of myself. The four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're written by four different individuals. And they would think that they would all say the same thing. But there's discrepancy. They say there's discrepancy in them because their stories don't line up. And I told the church this morning, it would bother me more if their stories were identical than it does if they tell a little different story. Because what they're doing, they're telling their story from their perspective. It's like being at an intersection, seeing a car wreck. And you got four different people, individuals in four different corners, and they saw the wreck. And so you're going to have four different perspectives of what happened in that wreck. Amen? And so that's what we have. It's all the same wreck, but they saw it from different viewpoints, if you will. So that's what we have in the Gospels. We say Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we see them seeing the Gospel, telling the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from different perspectives. Amen. All leading to the same, but from different eyes, if you will. Amen. So we see this here. We see the Lord speaking to them in Matthew. And he lays it out for them how it is. And he's talking to them as the Messiah, amen, that is still on earth. He's talking to them as the Lord Jesus Christ, who's still on earth. He hadn't ascended yet up into glory to sit at the right hand of the Father. Amen? So we see this to hear, and he said, all power is given me in heaven and in earth. And so we know that he has all power. And he didn't just attain the power, he always had the power. Amen? The Bible said that all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And Paul says in Ephesians, Galatians, he said that all things consist by Him. In other words, are held together by the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. It makes you have a little more awe of Him when you think of it that way. Because He says here He has all power in heaven and in earth. And He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you." Now what did He command you? He said, go in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Go out and encourage people to be saved. Praise God. Go and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell them about salvation. Praise God. And the plan that God has for them. That's what God still intends for us to do today, is go in the highways and the hedges, wherever we can, and compel people to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that makes a difference in our life. He's the one that come to my life when I was a mean little old tow-headed boy. Amen. And I knew it. I knew as an old sinner. But he come to me on that Wednesday night, 1976, and gloriously saved my soul. I asked him to forgive my sins. I trusted. I believed in him. Amen. Which was the very perpetuation, the price of my sin. And he saved me by his marvelous grace. I got my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, I got a Savior that's on my side. Or I might say that now I'm on his side. Because I said that to say this, he's always been on our side. Amen. He came to seek and to save that was lost. That's why he come. Amen. And we were all lost. The Bible said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So he, with all power and all goodness and all grace and all mercy, comes down to us, teaches to just do what I tell you. Amen? So we see the Messiah, praise God, and why he's still here on earth, praise God, and it's because he's here on earth and not in heaven, amen, that he's going as the Son of David, he'll be going to reign in glory one day. Amen? So he's setting this thing up. You can see him as the son of David, praise God, setting it up that one day he can rule and reign, praise God, as the good God of glory. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad I have a Savior who is Christ the King. Amen. He's a king. Bible says, Revelation said, he's King of kings and Lord of lords. I hope he's that in your heart tonight. Amen. It's the most important thing that you can have in your life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, you don't have nothing. You know, a preacher, I've got accumulated a lot of things. I've got wealth. I've got cars. I've got boats. I've got houses. I've got land. I've got properties. I've got, you know, buildings. And yeah, you may have all that, but you ain't going to take none of that with you. Amen. When you go out of here, you'll go out here just the way you come with nothing. Amen. I told him this morning, I've done a lot of funerals in my lifetime, in my ministry. But I've never had a U-Haul go down there, praise God, go down and go off with the person that we're putting to rest. Amen. It's only so far that things can go with you. But I'm glad that we have a Savior tonight, which is Christ the Lord, who will go with you always. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, as we see Matthew and see the Lord, and he slides out through the back door of the gospel, he's laying it out for us that we just need to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. He said we need to be seeking people. We need to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. That name, that's singular. Not in the names, but in the name. Praise the Lord. He says, as I'm slipping out the back door, praise God, I want you to continue to do what we've been doing. Amen. That there is a cause tonight. Amen. There's a cause that we have as God's people, as His little children, to share the gospel with others around so that we can be prepared and we can be ready and we can be motivated, praise God, for when that calling goes out, we'll be ready to go. Amen. We don't ever know. The Bible says it's appointed man wants to die and after this judgment. Amen. We've all got an appointment. I don't know when mine will be due. I don't know when yours will be due. But I know we all have one. Amen? But we got to be ready for our individual call when the Lord calls us out of here. You don't ever know. You can be running down the road. And I tell you, there's lunatics on the road today. Amen? Can I get a witness? Amen. People don't pay no attention. They got more focus on their cell phones than they do on driving. But my new car, it's pretty amazing. It almost drives itself. If you get too close to the white lines, the steering wheel will go to vibrating and it'll start beeping. And if you don't correct it in just a second, it'll correct itself. Amen. It'll put itself back in the road. I thought about just letting go of the steering wheel and seeing where I'd end up. Amen. But I'm just going to follow the Lord, praise God, because I know He's in charge and He's in control and He'll help me, praise God. He'll help me stay in the path that He's called us to be on, and He'll direct that path till He gets us home. Amen. So we see the Lord here, and He's still on earth, and He's still ministering to His people, praise God, and He's still that son of David, and He's still going to reign and rule, praise God, one day, just like He said He would. Amen. So you can see as we slip out of the back door of Matthew and we slip into the door of Mark, and you go to the back door of the book of Mark, if you would, chapter number 16. The Lord is talking to Mark. If you look close at Mark, praise God, a very significant and appropriate thing that we see in the book of Mark, because it is Jesus as a servant. Amen. We see Jesus, as the son of David who's going to reign in Matthew as he slips out the back door of Matthew. But we see him as he's a servant, praise God, in the book of Mark. He's a servant to the people. He's a servant to you and me. He's a servant to the nation. He's a servant to the world. Amen. He come to seek and to save all that's lost. You see him in the book of Mark, praise God, a picture of him laboring with his disciples. Amen? He's part of the crowd. You see, Lord Jesus Christ, as he's walking, he's going, he's teaching, he's instructing. Amen? He's sending them out. He's inviting them in, and he's there with them. And he's doing the ministry of the gospel. Amen? Not only is the gospel about Christ, the gospel is Christ. Hello? So we see him laboring with his followers. Verse number 20, Mark 16. And so they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen? So we see the word, the Lord, the gospel, the Jesus Christ is with his disciples, and he's working with them. See, the Lord is he's a good boss man. Now, as a boss man, I supervised for years and years, and I'd never ask anybody to do something that I wouldn't do myself. Hello? Amen? I'd never ask anybody to do anything that I wasn't willing or hadn't already. Most of it I'd already done myself. Amen? There was some dirty and cantankerous things that we had to work on and work with. But praise God, they went, and they didn't like it. Had one fella, he didn't like to get dirty at all. If he'd get dirty, he'd take his break time, he'd have to run home and change clothes. Amen? It took him forever to get anything done because he had to clean it before he'd ever work on it. He done real good work, but he doesn't like to get dirty. I never could figure out why he wanted to get maintenance. Amen? But it's always working together. Amen? So he said that the Lord is there with us, and he's not only the Lord of glory, but praise God, he's a servant unto the people. He's working with them, praise God. Amen? Laboring with them in the field. Laboring with them to get the job done, to see people birthed into the family of God. And he said, went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. So not only did he work with them, praise God, but he done things that people could see that what they were teaching, what he was saying, that it was real. It wasn't made up. It wasn't make-believe. Who Jesus was and what he did, it was absolutely real. Amen? So we can see that the Lord, as he's slipping out the back door of the book of Mark, praise God, he's wanting to manifest himself to the people, praise God, that those that would believe in him, amen, that they would trust in him, that he would believe in them and he would work with them, he would walk with them, he would talk to them and he would minister to them and through them. So that folks could see that. So we see him as he is, and he's still laboring with his people today. He's still working with us, praise God. So you see, as we ease out of Matthew and we ease into Mark, and we slip out the back door of Mark and we slip into the book of Luke, Book of Luke chapter 24, we see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Luke kind of ends in a different way. The book of Luke we see the Lord Jesus Christ as a perfect man ascending up to the Father. Amen? In Luke chapter 24, in verse 51, it says, "It came past while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God." Amen. So we see the Lord as he slips out of Matthew, praise God. He slips out as the one that's there, it's going to reign in glory. We see the one that's slipping out of the book of Mark. He's still there laboring with the people, praise God. But we see him as he's slipping out the back door of the book of Luke, that he's that perfect Jesus, that perfect man, praise God, that's ascending up to sit at the right hand of the Father. Amen. That perfect servant, that perfect man, that perfect servant man that's going to sit at the right hand of the Father, that's going to ascend up into heaven. Now, what does he do when he gets to heaven? The Bible says that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. He's our go-between. Amen? So when we mess up, when we make mistakes, that we can go to the Lord, we can say, Lord, they say, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they see everything that we do. There's nothing that you do, nothing you can say, nothing that you can think that's hid from God. Kind of scary, isn't it? Amen? Kind of scary because all these things come into your head, into your mind, into your thinking. Amen? When does that become sin? When you entertain it. Amen? When you entertain it, when you act upon it, that's when it becomes sin. Amen? So what we have to do with the help of the Lord, the help of the Holy Spirit, He brings that to our mind and remembers that this stuff's not good. So what do? We just kind of flush it on through. We push it out the other side. You say, Pastor, well, how do you do that? Like Miss Geraldine says so many times, you just shut your eyes and just start saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen? And praise God. And the Bible says when you do that, that darkness has to flee. Amen. That old wicked one, the devil, that he'll flee, that praise God, he'll go away. And we talked about that this morning. See, the devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. He's not God. There's only one God. Amen. Praise God. And the devil, praise God, he ain't it. He's not omnipresent. He'll come along and he'll tempt you. He'll put something in your mind, but then he'll go away to put something in to mess with somebody else. So, but what we have to do is seek the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, make him a the priority in our life. I've told you before, there's no such thing as priorities. That's an oxymoron. Because a priority is something that's most important that takes precedent in your life. Amen? And so if our priority is the Lord Jesus Christ, if he takes priority in our life, then he's that most important thing. Jesus said himself to seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God, and all these things, food, clothing, shelter, everything that we need shall be added unto you. Amen? So we have a promise, and that's a promise from the Lord. He that holds all things together told us that that's what will happen. That's what will take place. So we see it taking place. We see the Lord a blessing, praise God, as he's ascended. He's going up to make intercession for us. So that when we mess up and we make mistakes, and we all do, hello? There's no perfect people. I told somebody one time, said they told me, said, well, Pastor, I'm looking for a perfect church. Amen. I said, well, if I found a perfect church, I sure wouldn't join it. And they looked at me really funny. I said, well, why not? Wouldn't it be, if you had found a perfect church, why wouldn't you join? I said, because I wouldn't want to mess it up. Amen. Because I'm not a perfect person. Amen. I don't do things exactly the way that I should. You say, are you bragging on that? No, I'm complaining about it. I wish I could do better. Amen. But I do with the help of the Lord. I ask him to help me and to show me. And if I mess up, I ask him to forgive me, and he does. Because he is my intercessor at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. Amen. So he's slipping out the back door of the book of Luke, praise God, and he's blessing the disciples, he's blessing the people, and he's parting from them, and he's going up to do the great work of an intercessor for me and you. And not only for me and you, but all those others that came before and all those others that'll come after. Amen. He's doing that for us, for them, for those to come. Praise the Lord. So we see him as Luke ends a little bit differently, and the Lord parting out, praise him, and leaving from him. But then we see him going into the book of John. In the book of John, we see a different scenario. In the book of John, we see the love of Christ. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We see a God that loves us and cares for us, that wants the best for us. We see a God that's there for us, a God that's moving, a God that's saving sinners, a God that's moving among the people, and he's seeing wonderful and marvelous things taking place in the lives of those people. But then we come to the back door of the book of John. We come to the back door of the book of John, and we see in the closing and the significance of the back door of John. John was, they called him John the Beloved. For a reason. He was the one that was at the Lord's Supper that had his head laying on the breast, the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was that would always want to be as close to him as he could be at all times. Amen. He's the one when they was, if you go back in John chapter 4, chapter 20, it was when they was out on the water and they heard the Lord speak from shore and they thought, who in the world is that? And John said, it's the Lord. Amen. He knew who it was. But we see as John, as he's closing out, as he's fixing to go out the back door of the book of John, we see him in verse number 25. And John's done pinned down his gospel. He's already pinned down his idea of who Jesus was. Amen. He's already wrote it out, praise God, in the volume of a book. But he says this in verse 25 of John 21. He said, there are so many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. John said, all the things I've told you about the love of God, the love of Christ, he said, all the things that I've manifest to you, all the things I've pulled together, all the evidence that I've given you about who he is. Now none of these gospels are conclusive. Amen. They were never intended to be conclusive. They were never to be continued to be the rest of the story, the whole life of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's impossible. Amen. Because, hey, he was before, he was, and he is after. So there's no way that you can contain him to the volume of a book. Amen. And I'm glad it's that way. If he was small enough, I told you before, if he is small enough that I could confine him in a box, he wouldn't be big enough to be our God. Amen. But we see as John's slipping out the back door, all the things he had wrote about the Lord, all the different things that he had said, amen, all the different things that others had said about him. I mean, even, you know, the centurion, John chapter 4, verse 46, he said that the officers asked him, hey, how come you couldn't bring this man to us? You know, the scribes, the Pharisees, those hypocrites, they said, why couldn't you get him? Why couldn't you ask this officer? Why couldn't you bring Jesus to us? Amen. And they answered him in John chapter 7, verse 46. And I said, the officer answered, said, never man spake like this man. Amen. The officer said, hey, listen, we've never heard anybody talk like him. We've never heard any man make a speech like Jesus made. And by the time it was all said and done, we were just standing there and all, we couldn't touch him. Why? Because he was Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. And John said this magnificent thing. You know, the centurion, Mark chapter 15:59, he said, certainly, truly, this man was the Son of God. Amen. He had impressed upon them in such a way. And John says, hey, listen, what Jesus impressed upon us in so many ways, he said, we can't even expand it all. So as John's slipping out the back door of the book of John, he's writing about the Lord Jesus Christ and all the things which he did. He said, if they should be written every one, he said, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. John says, I've told you about him. But he said, hey, listen, if it's truly everything about him and the goodness of God was written down in the volume of a book, he said the world couldn't contain it. Amen. As John's slipping out the back door, the book of John, he said, hey, listen, folks, he said, the Lord God is so magnificent that I've only scratched the surface of the love of God. I've only begun to expound about how great and marvelous he is and how great and marvelous he ought to be in our lives. Amen. He said the volumes of the book couldn't contain it, how great the Lord is. You know, I got to thinking about it. If we sat down and just tried to write out how good, Brother Jeff, God is to us, if we started out every morning and just began to write out how good God is, we'd never get it pinned down. You say, oh, preacher, yeah, you can do that. It wouldn't take but just a little bit to do that. No, because you'd have to say, Lord God, thank you for He gave me another breath. And before you got that wrote down, you'd have to say, Lord, thank you for because you gave me another breath. Lord, thank you for that heartbeat. Amen. Well, wait a minute. Wait, let me thank you for that breath. Amen. You couldn't pin it all down. You couldn't put it on paper. And John said, if all the goodness of the Lord was written down, the world couldn't contain it. Because that's how great he is. Praise God. The gospel out the back door. Out the back door of Matthew, out the back door of Mark, out the back door of Luke, out the back door of John, praise God. Finishing up just praising and giving God glory for the good God that he is. Amen. And I don't know about you, to me, he just gets better and better. Amen. The more I learn about Him, the more I know about Him, the bigger He gets, the better He gets. Praise God. Amen. And these, and like I said, these Gospels was never intended to be the totalitarian of everything God is. But it is the Word of God. Amen. It's something for us to build upon. So we can take like these apostles, we can take like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we can add our own chapters to it about who God is, the Lord Jesus Christ, and how good He is to each one of us. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? So going out the back door of these Gospels, it wasn't the conclusion of them. Amen. It's just coming to the part that they could tell at that moment. Because the story's still going on. Amen. The story's still going on about a Savior, about the Lord Jesus Christ, and how, glory to God, one of these days He's going to be the Son of David, the King of Glory. It's going to be about Mark and him, a servant, praise God, of the people, helping me and you minister to us day by day to help us to be ministers to others. It's about that perfect one. It went up to set the right hand of the Father. So we could have come along beside others and helped them along the way. That's what we're all about. That's what makes a difference. That's what we've been doing. That's why we send out prayer calls to have you pray for these others. So when you can't get there, praise God, your prayers can. And they make a difference. Amen. They make a difference. Praise God. And then we see that in the volume of the book and the significance of the magnificence and the magnitude of Jesus Christ and who He is. It makes a difference in our life when we realize and recognize that He is all those things that the Bible says He is, plus so much more. Amen. I could just give you a list about that long of what Jesus is to me. He's my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my sheep, my Shepherd, my Chief Shepherd, my Master Shepherd. Amen. The Keeper of my soul. Praise God. All the things that I worry and fret over, praise God, He takes care of for me. Amen. I don't sit here and wonder about whether or not I'm going to breathe in my next breath. I trust Him. And He gives. I ain't got enough sense to breathe. Amen. You get to trying to. You get to thinking about it. You'll suffocate yourself to death. Amen. But we do it because God gives it to us. And we just appreciate Him so much. So we see the Gospel. We see it tonight as it eases out the back door. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it eases us closer into the very presence of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. A place of compassion and love and caring. A place where we can all get in and we can all find our place. Amen. So God can begin to bless us and help us to be a blessing to someone else. This past week, we went to that church. We went through some pretty big ordeals. Amen. Some pretty intense and scary things. But we didn't go into them alone. We went into them with the Lord Jesus Christ as our helper. Amen. And every step of the way, we continued to ask Him, and we still do. Lord, continue to help us. Help those that need help. Amen. Minister our hearts individually and help us to be ministered to. Praise God. That's because that's what He does. Amen.